Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Kent Hintzer is our guest, our good friend, five-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Spiderworks, and the author of two books, at least that I know of, Cause of Disturbance and The 90% Rule. Ken, thanks again for being here. We're talking about entrepreneurship. We're talking about startups, which I was once, and Ken was once, more than once maybe, and also scale-ups. Now, you were a startup, and you became a scale-up, right?
Yeah, definitely. The first company I had, we, started it and got to a couple hundred people before selling out. So that's
what is the metric for scale up?
Well, I think there's sort of three levels that are commonly understood: small businesses up to 100 people, mid level 100 to 500, and larger 500 plus. So I think that anybody who really reaches that 100 plus, I mean, I this is my own metric. I mean, that's
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's a significant company. And the reality is today that model might not always hold because, you know, a technology company can have some pretty incredible revenues and bottom lines.
To me, a scale-up is a business that has the ability to either divide itself and go to a regional type of thing or even franchising, or is an acquisition candidate.
Yeah, I buy into that, and I think what you're saying in that is that there's intrinsic value in the company, that it's an ongoing
irrespective of the owner, the founder. Whereas a startup like me, I'm not a scale up, even though I make payroll for quite a few folks. I'm not a scale up. Because my company is heavily dependent upon its founder, and whether I'm a candidate to be purchased or not, that's another story. It's not for sale, but the point is that I don't do the kind of thing. So I'm a perfect example of a startup who became just a sustained small business, not a scale up, which is what you were in your first business. You may be less of a scale up now in your current business.
Well, I think what I'm actually trying to work that into a scale up, and again, bringing in, looked at a partnership model like lawyers and accountants so that I can transition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a sustainable or lifestyle business, I think it's great, but it's a different approach. And I think from an exit strategy, which is retirement, you just have to think about your own personal cash flows and ability to sustain yourself.
Right. Well, a scale up is run differently than a startup or a traditional small business, because a small business usually the finances of the business conforms to keeping the company sustained, but also the lifestyle of the owner. Whereas a scale up is more likely to be maximizing the EBITDA, so to speak. But here's a question for you: some people are very dismissive of calling, they don't like to call what you call the Main Street or the traditional small business. They don't like to call those people entrepreneurs. They only think an entrepreneur, that definition should be used for what you call the scale up, or what they were calling the gazelles. What do you think about that?
I think if you can support yourself and your kids through your own business, you've earned the right to be an entrepreneur.
I agree with that.
So I think there's two very distinct things. I mean, I think the individual is the entrepreneur. I think the size of the company is a personal decision the entrepreneur makes. What's that? There's that great book, Little Giants or Small Giants by mm-hmm. Paul Burlingham, and he talks about companies that have decided to stay smaller but be truly great value drivers in their market. And wow, you know, hats off to those people, because you, as an entrepreneur, you want to make a decision about your total life and your total lifestyle, the amount of time you spend with your kids. And to penalize people by saying, hey, you want to spend more time with your kids and less at work, and say you're not an entrepreneur for that, I don't buy that.
Well, what these people are saying, we're saying, let's put all our focus only on companies that when they that at the moment of startup, they know they're going to be a gazelle. And I think what you're saying is, let's go out into the startup ecosystem and find those companies that can become scale-ups and invest in them, and but not discriminate against the others. Because see, my point has always been, Ken, that we don't always know day one if you're going to be a scale-up or not. So you can't be that picky, I think. What do you think?
So I completely agree with that. So again, I mean, you have to support all. I think you support ones that have, again, a sustainable business model like yours. And then, yes, be able to identify and support in a different way those that do want to scale or have the potential to scale.
Right.
But to focus, as governments do and as many banks do, on one sector or another, I think we're missing the boat.
I think what your point is it's an excellent one, is we're missing a segment opportunity, aren't we? We're missing an opportunity to segment entrepreneurships into a segment that needs a little extra and a little bit different kind of help.
Absolutely.
I agree with that 100%. I need your website, Ken.
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
CauseOfDisturbance.com. More genius from our good friend Ken Tinsler after this break. Ten tales.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.